Backroad Baraboo, and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. A Windows update overnight put out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has taken down computers around the world. Affected facilities include hospitals, retailers, pharmacies, and airlines here and overseas. ABC's Ariel Reshev is at LaGuardia Airport right now.
That outage forcing major carriers like American, Delta, and United to halt all of their flights overnight. Passengers are gathered here in this terminal. They are frustrated. They are searching for answers about when their flights may actually take off. Now, we're hearing this morning that some of these carriers are now operational again, but it is going to take time to get everything up and running, so you can expect major delays throughout the day.
We're getting word that some government systems have also been affected. Alaska says state troopers there are describing a statewide outage of their 911 system. CrowdStrike insisting this was a software update and not a cyber attack. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 38-year-old man was found unresponsive in his jail cell on Monday afternoon, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. When the man was found, deputies began life-saving measures, but they were unsuccessful. The inmate was first incarcerated on June 21st in another county and was transferred to the Adams County Jail on July 1st. According to officials, he was being held as a sentenced inmate. A Sun Prairie teenager was shot Wednesday night and then taken to the hospital for their injuries. Officers responded to the 600 block of Elizabeth Lane just after 9 p.m. after someone reported gunshots. Before police arrived, an adult alerted them that a teen had been shot in the hand by the gunfire. The wounded teen was taken to the hospital where they were treated for their injury. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. Then on Sunday, a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high right around 80. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57. 99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, happy Friday. I feel like we can't say that enough. We are totally ready for another weekend and definitely ready to go enjoy some more nice weather. Thank goodness Mother Nature is providing. It's 38 special now on Max FM.
See it all around you.
Yeah.
precious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She teases you. She'll unease you just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
Betty Davis eyes. There is Kim Carnes celebrating her 79th birthday this weekend. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, you know, Kim Carnes is interesting because I was sitting here doing a little bit of a Google search, and you probably know most of this, Finn, but and she actually got her start in music back in 1980, because even though Betty Davis eyes was really her biggest hit, she wasn't really a one-hit wonder, but as far as the music we know that she came out with, that was probably the biggest one that everybody's familiar with. She had a few other lesser hits, but her breakthrough...
Yeah, More Love was another hit, yes. But not as big as Betty Davis Eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
She actually has had a lot of success as a songwriter, though, even winning Grammys. 1980 was her breakout year. She was commissioned by Kenny Rogers to co-write with her husband songs for his concept album called Gideon, which was also released in 1980. And that was really when she got her start. But then she's, you know, she's won Grammys for Record of the Year, Song of the Year. She has won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year as well. So, I mean, she's had a lot of success as a songwriter, not so much as an actual singer. But she had an incredible voice, I thought. It was very distinct,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was always kind of boggled a little bit by the fact that after Betty Davis Eyes, we didn't really hear from her
right.
that much. And it's like, I don't understand. I mean, I don't know what, if the public just wasn't buying it anymore or what the deal was.
Maybe she just became such a songwriter that, you know, everything yeah. else was just kind of second nature. Maybe Betty Davis Eyes was like a passion project for her or something. I have no idea. But she has written some big studio albums and for some really large musicians, including you've got, Lucinda Williams on here, Melissa Etheridge, Stevie Nicks. She's written yeah. many of Stevie Nicks' solo hits. So she's had a career outside of Betty Davis Eyes, just in mm-hmm. case anybody's wondering. You know, because Kim Carnes is one of those people that you see Betty Davis Eyes or you hear the song and you're like, yeah, that's a great song. But you don't really know what happened to her or why Betty Davis mm-hmm. Eyes was really the only mm-hmm. hit. So I didn't really know either. So I did a little searching this morning. This is what the Googles is for on a Friday, Finn, when you're really tired and all you really want to do is keep yourself awake. That's essentially what it is. That's essentially
distraction.
I start Googling things just to keep myself awake. Now, we're going to switch topics here because this is interesting. If you've got a gamer in the family or you are a gamer, you know a little bit about the Konami code in video games. It's up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start, which has been called a cheat quote equivalent to basically open sesame. My kids use this when they game once in a while as well. Now, people online are talking about real life cheat codes, though. All of those little pieces of information that they have banked in their lifetime that helps them get through life. And I found this to be a really interesting list. It's actually a thread happening right now over on Reddit, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have responded to this. But we've picked out some of the better ones. Some are brilliant, some are intriguing, some are random, but here are just a few. Number one, admit your mistakes quickly and without undue apologies. People will trust you more and you'll move on from the mistake much faster. I agree with that. I think when you can admit that you've been wrong, that's a rare trait in 2024. We never want to be wrong, right? It's hard to admit when you've been wrong, but I feel like when you can say the words out loud, you don't feel as bad about it and everybody else moves on from it and forgives a little bit faster. disaster because somebody has taken responsibility for that particular error, whether it's at work, whether it's in real life, with friends, with family, whatever it might be. I feel like it applies basically to any general relationship that you have in life. Just admitting that you're wrong. It's rare.
And there
to
are
do.
So many people that won't admit that they're wrong. Ever.
It's hard. It's hard to admit when you're wrong. I get it. I'm right there with you. It's hard. But I believe, and I will always be the first to admit when I know I'm wrong, I will say it. I screwed that up. That was not correct. I'm sorry.
Right.
Let's fix it now, kind of thing. Number two on this list. You can't argue with this advice. Diarrhea is the best excuse to get out of anything. No one's going to question it, and no one expects you to go to the doctor for it. That's kind of true, right? Nobody's going to ask you about your diarrhea if you say, I can't go tonight because upset tummy. Nobody's questioning you. Nobody's going to say, oh, what did the doctor say? Nobody's saying that. So I believe that one does check out just a little bit.
But doesn't that make you a very brave person to just say that, to whether it's true or not, that you confess to that? That's... Wow, that takes a little bit.
It takes a little bit. I mean, and then you have to consider how many times can you use the same excuse before friends and family are worried about your digestive issues. Confidence can get you super far, even if it's an act. This is true. Fake it till you make it kind of thing. I mean, sometimes you have to act confident, even if inside you're like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. Sometimes you have no choice. I feel like parenting is the best lesson in that, right? Because they can smell fear, Finn. They can smell fear.
Oh, yeah.
They
will take advantage.
Yeah, they'll take advantage of it. So you have to be confident going into any situation with your kids, even if it's really, really hard, because otherwise they're going to take total advantage of you if they can smell the fear. They will. Don't enter the recipients of an email until after it's written and ready to send, so you don't accidentally send unedited or unfinished email.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I might have to start trying, because how many times do we get busy and we just click something and we're like, oh, I just sent that. That should have never been sent, kind of thing.
Take a pause before you send.
Yes, I'm guilty of having done that a couple of times because I was trying to do too many things at once. People like talking about themselves more than they like hearing about you. So if you interact with people for work, memorize one thing about them, maybe a kid's name, a sport the person likes, a hobby, their job, whatever it may be, then ask them about it every once in a while. People are always surprised and appreciate your interest in them. I think that's a good one. People want to feel like they're heard and seen, right? I mean, we go through our everyday life just kind of doing whatever and thinking that whatever we're doing doesn't matter to anybody. So if you can just like ask them about one thing about themselves.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think it gives people a little confidence boost, speaking of. Talk positive about people behind their backs. Oh, but some people make it really hard. I try to be positive, but some people make it really, really hard. But I guess you can always find something good about everybody. That's a tougher one. That's definitely a tougher one.
Well, you never know when it's going to get back to the other person if you're stabbing them behind the back.
Right?
So,
because
yeah, it kind of checks out.
Yeah, you never know if the person you're talking about has a big mouth or not. Then you can talk about them behind their back after it's all said and done. It's fun. It's a vicious circle. This is a good one, and I agree with this. Have friends generationally older and younger than yourself. I like that one.
That makes sense.
I think that's a good one. Because you can learn a lot from older generations, and newer generations can teach you a thing or two as well. You know, and sometimes you don't even realize that they're able to teach you something because they're younger. What could they possibly have to teach somebody who's got more years and wisdom on them? You'd be surprised at what you can learn from just talking to
somebody. Plus, you always have somebody that has a different perspective then.
Yes, exactly. And having different perspectives about things happening in life and in the world, not a bad way to go. When reheating mice, we're not reheating mice in the microwave, people. Now, when we're reheating rice in the microwave, put a little bit of water in the bowl so it heats up fluffy again. I thought this was just a standard thing that everybody knew. I didn't realize that we had to actually make a proclamation on a Reddit thread to have everybody know this. I didn't realize that this was something that people didn't know. Like you get your Chinese food containers. I mean, that's always known for being hard, crunchy, and like a block the next day, right?
But so how much water do you add to it? Like, usually I'll just sprinkle a little bit of water on top
Mix
of it.
Mix it in a little bit. So, like, all the little rice kernels or whatever they're called, get, you know, a little bit of water. Yeah, it works. It works nicely. And it will work, I promise, on your Chinese takeout. Because who wants to waste Chinese takeout? To me, I have to be honest. When it comes to Chinese food, I don't eat a lot of it. But I've been known to order it and just put it in the refrigerator so I can have the leftovers the next day. Because I feel like it's better the next day. It's a little bit like pizza.
It is.
Sometimes pizza is better the next day. I mean, I love a good pizza fresh too. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes just a pizza the next day, so delicious. Yeah. Now, another one on this Reddit thread. If you have something nice to say to someone, like you think they did something neat or they have a cool shirt, maybe they made a good choice, pretty good idea generally to say so and not wait for a better time because you may never get a better time. If you have a criticism or something quote unquote mean to say, then try to wait. You may find you don't need to say it, or you may find a way to express it that will be more useful and maybe a little bit more digestible to that person rather than just ticking them off at that moment in time. You know, and sometimes too, if you have some sort of criticism, maybe they already know it went badly. Maybe they already know what happened wasn't great. I mean, you telling them right then and there doesn't help them, right? I mean, and I get that. So positivity right away. My mom always had a rule when she worked in the schools. Two or three things positive right away when the parents came to pick up their kiddos, and then some of the things that didn't go well that day, because she always started out with the positive because the parents were more excited to hear the positive than the negative right away. And she didn't want to be that person that brought them down after a long day at work. She always addressed the negative things or the things that maybe were bothering that kiddo, but she always started with the good things first, about the good things they did that day.
So, well, and like you mentioned, you don't know when or if you'll get another chance.
That makes sense. Another one on this list: make people laugh within a minute of meeting them. They will remember you, and then they will also be more apt to help you if you need it. That's some good advice as well. I feel like I try to do this because sometimes it just breaks the ice in really weird situations if you're just meeting somebody. I don't like just meeting somebody because you never know if you're going to hit it off. I am one of those people who reads situations very quickly, and I also read people very quickly. It's this unnatural weird gift that I have. So meeting people right away is sometimes a little hard for me. It's simply because I'm trying to take in a lot of input. So that is something that I agree with. If you can make them smile or laugh, it kind of breaks the ice and kind of creates a little less tension in that certain situation. Because you never know, they might be uncomfortable too, right? So
yeah, you know. Do you feel like you're being sized up, or do you feel like you're sizing them up?
I try not to. I really try not to. And I have to be honest, it's this really weird thing. My grandma was able to do it. My mom's able to do it. I was able to do it. And Dexter is able to do it. We can pretty much determine after about a 10, 15 minute conversation with people, generally what that person is like.
Oh, totally.
Now, if we get a kind of a weird vibe about them, Dexter and I are the type of people, we have to have a few more conversations with you because you don't know if it's just social awkwardness. You don't know if there's something else going on that day. Generally, if we have a couple more conversations with them and the vibe continues to be the same, then we go back to our original. Go back to our original thought. And that's why Dexter and I have a really hard time in really large groups of people as well, because it's almost like over input for us, because we are taking in so much at one time as far as the people in the room, the conversations that we're hearing. And so it's why my friends always call me the most extroverted introvert they've ever met. Because if you put me in a small group, I'm cool because there's not so much input that I'm trying to take in, right? If you put me in a really large group of people, I'm very quiet because it's very hard for me to be in that size group of people with all of the information my brain is trying to take in at one time. It is hard. It is hard to be in that situation. And we're very empathetic people as well. So we feel a lot of... My mom and my grandma did the same thing. We feel a lot of the emotions when people are telling us stories and things like that. So we're very empathetic in that way. It's just how our brains process. So it's really hard for us to be in really big groups of people. And so I've had to discover this about myself and realize it over the years. And once you realize that's kind of what's going on and you're able to work with people to help you through that, makes life a whole lot easier than trying to deal with it by yourself. Trust me.
Yeah. And I totally get that introvert introverted extrovert thing, because
yeah.
people frequently ask me that. They're like, well, why don't you like being in a large group of people?
Right.
I mean, you get up on stage all the time.
Right. Yeah, it's
but
different.
When I get up on stage, I'm not me. I'm yeah. somebody else. I'm playing a character. I'm yeah. not me. So
yeah.
when you are forced to be in a large group of people mm-hmm. and be you and usually be on, that's
right.
that's not something that works for me.
And so. When people find out you do radio for a living, they expect you to always be on, right?
Yeah.
Have you found
mm-hmm.
that? Like,
yeah, oh, totally.
Like yep. people will mm-hmm. be like, oh, say something funny like you did this morning.
Right.
Oh, yeah. gosh.
Sure.
I don't know what I said. Because that's the other thing, too. A lot of people will come up to us and they'll say to us, oh, do you remember the other day when you were talking about this? And yeah, vaguely I remember. But here's the thing. We talk about so much and then we go into our normal everyday lives that
yeah.
unless you're very specific, there's a pretty good chance that I'm not going to remember anything that we talked about a week
yeah,
or
we
two
pretty
ago.
Much just kind of put it behind us once
yeah.
the show is over. We move
right.
on with our day. Now, there are some times where, you know, in one of those great occurrences where we've had like a really, really funny moment or exchange
right.
or something that we're
yes.
talking about, sure, we might think about it then later on in the day. But for the most part, we just kind of put it behind
right.
us and
it's
get
kinda
on
like
with
your
life.
Work conversations that you have
right.
every day.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're talking about spreadsheets every single day, you're having it in that moment at that time. When you get home or you go about the rest of your life, you're not thinking about that conversation again, unless of course it's a topic that continues to come up over and over, and then
sure.
It's more to top of mind awareness. Another one that made this list: if you want to change the subject in a conversation, this is good. I like this one. Discreetly but noticeably drop something. Make it look like it was completely accidental, says this person on Reddit, because it will break the train of thought of the other person, and then it allows you to restart the conversation. Because we've all been in conversations with people like that where they just absolutely will not change the subject, right? So this is
yeah.
a good way to do so if you're stuck in one of those topics. Clean while you're cooking. Oh, I have to do this because it drives me nuts to have a mess around me while I'm trying to cook.
And that's a good idea anyway, because then you have less to clean up
yes.
afterwards.
Yep. And so I always clean while I cook. It's one of those things that I've just always done, because mostly I just don't like the mess. Being polite increases your odds of getting what you want. Totally agree. Have you ever heard the old saying, you get more flies with honey? It's kind of
right.
the whole, right. That it's mm. kind of that concept. So I totally agree with that. I try to be as kind as long as I can. Some people make it really, really difficult, but I really try to be kind, because the other thing is you never quite know what's going on in somebody else's world. You know, maybe this is not how they act on a daily basis if they're being kind of rude. Maybe this is not who they are. Maybe they've just had a really awful day, or they've gotten some really bad news,
mm-hmm.
or they've gotten four
mm-hmm.
hours of sleep
you
because they were
know.
Moving
yeah.
equipment around Milwaukee in the middle of an RNC convention. Maybe those are all things that are happening in their world. So you just never know what's actually happening. Another one: to learn something, repeat it to yourself 3 times a day on the day you learn it, 2 more times the next day, once the day after that, and then you know it at least most of the time. Well, that'd be great, but I have to remember it the next day.
That helps.
I'll try,
yeah.
I'll try really hard. I really will try, but I would have to know it the next day and remember it. Maybe make myself a note so I can do the repeat. And then finally, never commit a crime. This one, I don't understand this, but we have questions about somebody over on Reddit. You should probably have questions about more than one person on Reddit, but
mm-hmm.
never commit a crime during the commission of another crime. For example, if you're transporting illicit substances, don't go speeding around in a car with a busted taillight and expired tags. Just remember this: one crime at a time. That is some sage advice right
oh,
there from the people on Reddit. Oh, my gosh. So just remember that today, folks. One crime at a time, if that's how you're planning out your day. Oh, you can always leave it to Reddit for some of the best stuff. Anyway,
thank
this
you,
is a
Reddit.
Good thread. I know. This is actually a good thread. There's some really weird advice like that, but there's also some other stuff on there, too. So if you're so inclined or just need a little reading material, something to make you laugh, or some of those little tidbits that you're like, huh, That's kind of neat. I never thought of that. There you go. Reddit to the rescue. Taking a look at your forecast right now, Finn. Partly cloudy today with a high near 78. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Partly cloudy down to 58 tonight. Partly cloudy 80 tomorrow. Just a smidge more humidity in the air. And then we do have a slight chance for an isolated thunderstorm on Sunday with a high around 80. Right now, it's 57.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one.
To be with you, there is Mr. Big, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. We hope you're having a great morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, happy Friday. We love being able to say that. A few short hours away from the weekend now. We're ready. I'm ready for a nap. That's what I'm ready for. Maybe later this afternoon before Aspen goes to puppy school. Now, if you are looking for something to do tomorrow morning and you love some fresh produce and locally made baked goods, you're in luck, because the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is going to take place from 8 until 12:30 in downtown Baraboo, right there on Oak Street. You have fruits, vegetables. I mean, obviously the early summer vegetables. I know there's a lot of blueberries down there right now, some flowers, a whole lot more. Remember, later today over on Facebook, they'll put out a complete list of everybody who's going to have really awesome stuff for sale tomorrow morning at Farmers Market. And you can catch that every Wednesday and Saturday. And remember, Farmers Market all the way through October in downtown Baraboo. And you can do a Facebook search or go to Baraboo Farmer, downtownbaraboo.com. For more information as well. Love a good farmer's market. Always some delicious stuff. See, it helps when you can plan dinner with some locally produced items. Always the baked goods. That's where I stop first. Those are always the places where I go first. Not that that should be a shock to anybody. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. If you do plan on going to downtown Baraboo tomorrow for farmer's market, it's pretty nice weather. Temperatures right around 80 over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports coming up next here on Max FM.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Year two under Coach Fick. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start with college football. Platteville is readying to host the Badgers training camp for the second year in a row. For Coach Luke Fickell, year number two should hold fewer unknowns.
We're looking forward to seeing if we can maintain and create some consistency. You know, from energy to how you do everything to the little fundamental things. That's what you're going to find out. And that's why as coaches, we got to do a really good job at not trying to continue to overload different things when really we're trying to find consistency. Well, hey, coach, help us out. Be consistent as well. Don't keep adding things so that we aren't getting consistent at the things that we're doing. So we got to do a good job as a balance as coaches, but continuing to, you know, apply the pressure to these guys.
The Badgers are in Platteville for 2 weeks. They were there for 1 week last year. Their first game of the year is Friday night, August 30th, against Western Michigan at Camp Randall Stadium. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. Then on Sunday, a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high right around 80. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
99.7.
Absolutely gorgeous this morning. I took a chance to step outside. It really is beautiful. If you have a chance to be outside today into the weekend, make sure you take that opportunity. I mean, nice weather this time of year. Mother Nature hasn't been so gracious this summer. It's Michael Jackson now. This is Beat It on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:45 right now. And Finn, before we can wrap up this morning, we've got to do some calendar days. Things that we can celebrate this weekend and really look forward to. As if we need more reason to celebrate on a weekend. Isn't the fact that it's a weekend just enough? But sometimes you got to give yourself a reason to go out and do something a little extra, right? So that's why we're going to do these calendar days. So today is, this is not so much something you celebrate unless you've had braces, but it's International Retainer Day. retainers are awfully disgusting. Both of my boys had one. Dexter refused to wear his, so all the work we did on braces didn't really completely undo itself, but I was like, dude, seriously? I'm not going to wear one of those for the rest of my life. Well, I'm sure glad we paid all that money. Yeah, I'm sure glad we paid all that money for you to have perfectly awesome teeth. To not have perfectly straight teeth anymore, that's cool. We don't talk about it, though. We just let that one go. Anyway, Stick Out Your Tongue Day is also today. Please don't do it at somebody else. That can be considered rude, of course. And then it is also New Friends Day. We actually celebrate this a few different times out of the year. Basically, this is a day that just encourages us to go out and maybe add to our friend group, talk to somebody maybe we never normally would. And, you know, you never know if they're going to become a new friend in your life. There's a couple of food ones on here as well. National Raspberry Cake Day is today. Oddly specific, but it's got cake in the title, Finn, so I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed. And then this is a good one on a Friday, especially a beautiful one like today. National Daiquiri Day is today. So grab those daiquiris, take them out on a, you know, like the deck or whatever you want to do, but something delicious as far as adult beverages go. And heck, you can make a virgin daiquiri, which means the kids could even participate in the festivities. Just don't confuse the two when you start doling them out.
Yeah.
And then as we look ahead at tomorrow, oh, this is so beautiful. It's nap day tomorrow. I feel like it should be today, and that would make me feel a whole lot better, but maybe I'll just celebrate one day early. It's fine. It's also International Chess Day today, or World Chess. Now, I know your Phoenix is a chess player. Max is a chess player. He usually plays his games online. Because why would you actually have a chessboard in this world when you can just do it online? It takes up way less room, Finn. Way
you can do
less
everything
room.
Online. Well, I mean, except for some of the things that we want to do today on this global technology outage day, right?
This just is a nightmare. I mean, if you're sitting in an airport right now, you know how bad it is. There's some banks that are completely down right now and everything. So, and by the way, just because I've been reading social media this morning, even CrowdStrike has come out and said this is not a cyber attack. This is literally an update issue within their company. So just in case you want to perpetuate any of the false rumors that are circulating on social media today, it is not a cyber attack. CrowdStrike has been very forceful in saying that this is simply just some sort of random software issue that they have, and they need to get the fix for it. So this is how rumors start, and this is why social media is a cesspool, because I've seen the rumors already this morning. It's pretty bad over there on social media. It's also Moon Day today. This celebrates the anniversary of the day in 1969 when humankind first walked on the moon. Speaking of false social media claims,
controversies,
there's some people who claim that never happened, and that those are the same people who say the earth isn't round, so whatever. Who are you gonna believe, I guess? We live in very strange times. That's all I'm gonna say about that. It is also Space Exploration Day, which would be perfect on Moon Day tomorrow. Toss away the could haves and the should haves day also tomorrow. Really, that should be like no regrets day. I think that would be a lot easier thing to say than should haves and would haves. But no regrets day basically tomorrow. World Jump Day is also tomorrow. Are we supposed to just jump all day? That doesn't sound fun. I don't want to do that.
Well,
maybe once
I mean,
or twice.
Do you have a trampoline out there at Goose Poop Pond?
No, it would sink into the sandy ground. It would be awful. It would be a catastrophe is what it would be, and then somebody would hurt themselves. Our soil out here is really sandy. Everything just sinks right in. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, I mean, jumping on a trampoline sounds fun. Maybe you could go to one of those indoor trampoline parks, and then you could celebrate World Jump Day tomorrow. See? We'll figure this out. Yeah, we'll give you a way to celebrate all these days. And then, of course, we have a few food ones on the list for tomorrow. It is National Lollipop Day. Whether you love yourself a good Dum Dum Sucker, a Tootsie Roll Pop, or one of those big swirly ones from way back in the day, Lollipop Day is tomorrow. I don't feel like you can go wrong with any of them. They're all delicious.
I had an interesting moment at the bank this week. So I went in and...
Did they give you a sucker, Finn?
They did. They gave me two. Ooh. And it was really weird because, like, you know, the teenager wasn't with... Okay. All
maybe
right.
You just look like you needed a sucker to cheer you up for the day. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I should shave my head, do the Kojak thing, and say, "Who loves you, baby?" And then have my little lollipop from the bank.
I love a good dum-dum sucker. Dum-dums were the best. Unless you get one of those weird mystery flavors or the ones where they just combine all the leftover flavors into one. Those are disgusting. But I love
those are kind of weird. Yeah.
I love a good dum-dum sucker. This one's oddly specific, but it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Wine Day tomorrow as well. We've got a lot of interesting concoctions in the world. I mean, we've got the Mead King in Rock Springs. He uses a lot of locally grown items to make his mead, so maybe there's a strawberry rhubarb version or something that he could try. It's not exactly wine, but again, I'm going to try to fit in as many of these as I can to the local area. National Fortune Cookie Day is also tomorrow. If you love yourself a good fortune cookie, and let's face it, Confucius has never told the correct future in his life.
They're not fortunes, especially these days.
No, they're not. And I've said this before. I usually get blank fortune cookies where there's absolutely nothing on my fortune cookie. It's just a piece of paper wedged in a cookie. So what does that say about how life is going? I mean, I take it. I'm starting to take that one kind of personally because almost every time we get Chinese food, I open a fortune cookie and I usually have a blank piece of paper inside my fortune cookie. Now, my children like to spin it while they're making fun of me. And they're like, maybe Confucius is telling you to write your own future that you don't need to rely on a stupid cookie. I'm like, no, that's probably not it. That's probably not it at all. But they like to make fun of me because they're like, or it means your world is ending any day now, so be prepared.
Downer. Wow.
I know. My kids are really good at lifting you up and then sinking you right back down into the abyss.
They build you up and then they bring you down.
Immediately, they're good at those things. As we look ahead at Sunday, it's Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. All right.
Okay.
I mean, just go grab your random monkey and take him to lunch, I guess. Sure. No, probably not doing that, although monkeys are pretty darn adorable. Other than the fact they play with their own poo kind of thing. I mean, that's something
completely different. It's not one of those fun things when they furl their poop at you. That's not good.
No, you even have to be careful at zoos, even with the distance between. I mean, they can throw things. I mean, they have hands, you know, so they like to throw things at us. Invite an alien to live with you day is also tomorrow. Apparently we're paging Elf tomorrow. I don't understand. It's legal drinking age day on Sunday as well. I guess we're on Sunday, I should say. So legal drinking age day really just draws awareness to the drinking age and the limits here in the United States. It encourages safe and moderate drinking. Going all the way back to Prohibition is when most states adopted the legal drinking age of 21. National Be Someone Day is also on Sunday. So I was pretty sure I was me, but okay. But it really just encourages us as a day to take a few seconds to realize that everybody has challenges in life and to really try to make a difference in especially a child's life and encourage, you know, everybody to take a moment to report any nefarious things that you might be suspecting in some sort of family dynamic is really what the day is about, all joking aside. So really just looking for those signs of child abuse that maybe you suspect. And then as we look at the good food one, it's National Tug of War Tournament Day on Sunday as well. So if you want to get the fam and the friends together for a tug of war, I guess you can do that. And then it's National Junk Food Day as well on Sunday. So if you're going to pig out on junk food, I feel like Sunday's the best day to do that for some reason. National Ice Cream Day is also on Sunday. One of the many times we'll celebrate it throughout the year because we actually celebrate National Ice Cream Day a few different times. And really, I feel like it should be National Ice Cream Day every single day here in Wisconsin. Something to do with dairy every single day. And let's be honest, we all know we can get really great ice cream by going to Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo. So treat yourself on Sunday as we celebrate National Ice Cream Day. A lot of things that we can celebrate this weekend, so we should have no lack of fun stuff on the calendar of events. That's for sure. Taking a look at the forecast right now, it's going to be beautiful for whatever you're planning for this weekend. Partly cloudy today, 78 for a high. Partly cloudy down to 58 tonight. Then partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Sunday, very slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high near 80. Right now, it is 65.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Turning on the nighttime.